So I know I've read a lot about competition, but as I understand, you were part of forming a coalition of Brian Trimpers, an organization. Was there association that went on?
There was definitely a Brian. Early on, we started a Brian Trimp Association, and that was kind of like putting a whole bunch of cowboys in a room. Early on, it was tough to get any agreement on anything. Rules of the road, how the boats operate, who does what, permits, start and stop times. But we would meet, and we had a guy who would moderate the meeting. His name was Don Leonard, and he's a consultant here in town. And so he would help get the meeting together. But in reality, the biggest thing that we ever did as an organization was to close the industry. I mean, that was really the key. And a lot of people will tell you they did it because of biological reasons. We thought we were going to overfish the lake and all this, but it was really mostly about limiting competition. Because if you could take an industry like this and close the doors to entrance, you all of a sudden your value as a company would go through the roof.
And this was in the mid-1990s with the moratorium that was placed on the number of certificates of registration.
Yeah. And that was spearheaded by us. I mean, I'm proud, but I'm not proud, you know, because in essence, we had to do it on biological reasons. The state was not going to close it because we wanted it to be our own little playground where we could all make money and no one else could. So we had to come up with a reason, and the reason was biological. That and I believe in the long run, if you had just left the doors wide open, it would have been fished out. You could easily fish this lake out. It seems like a really big lake, but when you have a boat that goes 50 miles an hour and all this equipment showing up, you can just clean it up. You can just mop it up. So, in hindsight, looking back, it was a good thing they did close it. But it was definitely a benefit to the companies that were involved. Now you have more value. Mm-hmm. If you want to sell your company.
So can you talk a little bit about the regulation in more detail, the certificates of registration? I know that an individual company could own more than one, mm-hmm. right? And so how many did you own at a time for your
three?
Three.
Yeah. When it all was said and done and it was locked up and there were no more permits allowed, we had three. I think the biggest company was, I think it was Sanders had nine. An Ocean Star might have had nine.
Does that mean you had three independent operations, three sets of boats to hit all of those areas?
So you could either put all three in one location,
right.
Or you could do three separate operations. The way we would like to do it was we had three boats associated with every permit so that it was more mobile, more flexible. Mm-hmm. Like Ocean Star, they had nine permits. They would run two on the lake and they would run the rest on shore. And they just ruled on the beach. They had all these guys with four-wheelers and they would shovel egg.
Yeah.
The egg would blow in and they would go out there and you could see it from an airplane as well. You could see fresh, after a big blow, it would pile up. So everybody had their forte as far as what they were good at. I think what really led to the downfall of a lot of the bigger companies is that they didn't adapt quick enough. The Ocean Stars and the Sanders, eventually they were king, when we got in, and they didn't change quick enough. They were set in their ways. And I think that really led to the downfall of the whole operation. Ocean Star is still a viable company now. I think they're either the only company or the one out of two that are not involved in the co-op as of today. Most all the companies are in the co-op now, but I don't think Ocean Star has joined.
And when was the co-op formed? Is that after your time? Or?
Yep. There was talk about it. I don't know the date. It's been going on.
Okay.
I think the co-op's been in operation for 7 years now, or at least.
Okay.
Six, seven, something. And that was different from what we had,
right.
we had formed.
Well, to go back to that association and closing the industry, give more detail on that. How did that come about? Did you send representatives to talk with DNR? Did you make hire studies done? How did you get this through?
Yeah. Well, the Brine Shrimp Association kind of had an idea that this is the direction we wanted to go. The state was kind of going along with it, but they had to go with the biological angle. And so, yes, there were studies being done. The state did several studies. And on our part, as an organization, we had hired Don Leonard, and he basically is a consultant, but a lobbyist. So he started lobbying for us to all these people. So the DWR needed to be convinced that this was the way to go, and so there's all the public meetings. And so we would just continue to go to these public meetings, and we would either have Don speak or actual company owners would speak, and we would have to go to different locations. You'd have some in Salt Lake City, some down south. So you'd have to convince, you know, a cattle farmer who's on the board of the DWR or down in Moab what you were doing. And so just a lot of convincing and talking, and then finally the DWR decided that it was a sound idea to preserve the brine shrimp population, and so they did it. And it was some heated meetings. I remember there's a lot of, and at that same point in time, the doors are closing.
Mm-hmm.
More and more people are seeing that the doors are closing.
Right.
They're
trying to get in.
And so there was a big push to limit that. People, again, hired lobbyists and lawyers and filed last-minute appeals. And so there was definitely, I can think of, you know, five small companies that got in with one permit.
Mm-hmm.
But they got in.
And it remains at 79 permits today, I think?
79, yeah. So if you take the 79 minus Ocean Star 7, and then maybe one or two others, you know, the majority are in the new co-op.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I think they're doing well.